Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Good evening. The show tonight starts with my conversation with Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute about Russia and the tensions within during the Ukraine war and the confrontation with NATO, the severe sanctions that are damaging the economy, creating inflation and long-term structural problems with the Russian recovery. What I learned from Anatole is that there is an elite, there is a jingo nationalist crowd, and then there's everybody else. The Kremlin listens to the nationalists. The Kremlin listens to the elite. The Kremlin doesn't so much listen to the everybody else, but then again, Russia is a very complicated place. I cannot solve it. I'll just concentrate on the elite and the nationalists. The nationalists want total victory. They believe that Putin's going too soft, that the criticisms that Prigozhin voiced in his mutiny were accurate, that Shoigu and Gerasimov were incompetent, and they want generals such as Suravikin put in, General Armageddon, to drive hard and take all of Ukraine and end the conflict with a total victory. That voice, although not large numbers, is extremely persuasive and challenging to the Kremlin. The other voice is that of the elite. It's not just the oligarchs. It's a vast network of people who depend upon the great profits that come from Russian extractive services, oil, energy, fuel, the fertilizer, the food, all of that. Those voices are keen on not allowing this to devolve into collapse of the Putin government. The opinion is, if Putin is perceived as losing in Ukraine, his government will collapse and will have chaos, and no one will be in charge. And then there are the people. The people know what they do not want is a return to the time of troubles. The Kremlin doesn't listen to this closely, but the elite does. Time of troubles, the 1990s, when all was chaos, there was no confidence that tomorrow would not bring murder in the streets, mafia-like conduct in Moscow. Putin is given credit for ending that. And so, therefore, the Russian people will go to any length to keep Putin in power to stop the threat of the time of troubles. There you have it. It is not for a solution. It's for Putin to manage, because everybody fears after Putin. There will be a time. He's 70 years old. And he's not in a good place to ever travel again, ever to travel again. I moved on from Anatole Levin to talk about the secondary cities in the country with Chris Riegel. Chris lives in Dayton. I'm familiar with New York City. New York City is a primary city, along with Chicago, St. Louis, Denver, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Washington, Detroit. You understand. The secondary cities, according to statistics, are entirely recovered from the pandemic. People back to work, downtown areas busy, service, hospitality, all functioning. The primary cities, I can speak for New York, are not that way. New York, according to statistics in The City, an online journal, is only 47% occupancy of the buildings after compared to 2019, 47%. That means all the services, the franchises, the restaurants, all struggling, the hotels, all struggling. The tourists were good for the summer, but that cannot sustain New York. It needs those buildings. It needs the rent or the taxes from those buildings. I'm guessing only that it's the same way in other large cities where there's disorder, continuing disorder, and the work population learned to like working from home. D.C. is another example. The president, the Biden administration, urges, directs, commands, suggests a federal workforce return next week. The federal workforce, to my understanding, doesn't like that idea. And heretofore, it was difficult to retain workers in the federal workforce. Also difficult to recruit workers for the federal workforce. Now the question is, will the workforce put up with going back to work? The traffic jams, the crowding, the schedule for childcare, the long afternoons of trying to solve problems and on your iPhone and also with the children. All of that, do they want it back or do they want what they've had the last 2 years? Open question. Speaking with Malcolm Hohnlein, we watched the Middle East. There is good news. The Abraham Accords are working, at least certainly from a report from a young man from Abu Dhabi, where he lives, the UAE, Loay Ahmed Al-Sharif, a linguist who runs a public relations firm in UAE. And things are going very well there. There are doubts elsewhere, in other places. Hamas is making open threats for total war, it says, against Israel. We spoke with Yossi Cooper-Wasser, who of the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs, and the threats are taken seriously in Jerusalem. Also tonight, a mystery. Rob Malley is a distinguished diplomat, working for many administrations, chiefly Democrats, since the Clinton administration. He's been the special envoy negotiating with the Islamic Republic of Iran for the Biden administration about the suspect nuclear weapons program and the sanctions. However, within these last weeks, it's said that he no longer is the negotiator. It's said that he lost his security clearance. No explanation. But now, a document that says, that points to why he's lost his security clearance, turns up in the Tehran Times. So there's a new investigation how a document that is not classified, just a document that is revelatory, shows up in the Tehran Times. It's very odd. Who gave it to the Tehran Times and why? The document indicates that Malley is without security clearance because he's considered not trustworthy. It doesn't detail why, but it's suggestive that he's not trusted. Also, there is an ongoing mystery in Bidenomics that Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution explicates. Bidenomics is what the president calls it. Richard makes it very clear that the inflation we're struggling with, the reason the Federal Reserve has had to raise rates 11 times, is a product of Bidenomics, spending all that federal money without productivity, keeping people at home, and the schools closed. We're coming back from COVID. Bidenomics is not stable, and the government money that was devoted to it by the Trump administration and the Biden administration has caused the inflation that, as of now, cannot be solved at least till 2025. One more detail tonight is a conversation about Africa. ISIS is doing very well in Central Africa. I speak with Caleb Weiss of the Bridgeway Foundation and Bill Rajo of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Al-Qaeda plays very well as the senior franchisor of jihadists, but ISIS in Central Africa is extremely violent, also not expensive. I'm told that $130,000 or $200,000 of cash brought into Central Africa through networks, through money laundering networks, buys a lot of violence. And that's what the report is from Uganda, from Rwanda, from Eastern Congo. We can't see it all the time, but it's there. And the recent revolts by military across the Sahel, the sub-Saharan Africa, suggest that there's more and more instability in Africa. Anyway, there's more on the show tonight. Please enjoy. Thank you.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.